Aircheckdownloads.com.
Foxy's Drive Time with British Airways, the official airline of the Kylie Showgirl Tour.
London's 95.8 Capital FM. Good afternoon, a beautiful evening in the capital. This is Foxy on Drive Time with Natalie Imbruglia and Torn. Now, I haven't tried to be over-nostalgic apart from playing great songs from over the years and sort of bringing this up to date. That, by the way, was November 97, her debut single, and massive, of course. Shiver still doing well now, though, on the playlist. A lot of requests, though, to play one great bit. It was one of those great cock-ups that happened on Breakfast Time. Right, Justin Kinks was our newsreader, who's our head of entertainment now. And I was looking after the breakfast show for Tarrant. And this is what happened.
Sport, Harry gets his men, as Capital FM told you first. West Ham have signed stay-away striker Paolo Di Canio and Cameroon's Marc-Vivien Foe. Boss Harry Redknapp is very happy with it.
They were the two players I wanted.
The weather tonight like this. Damp. Lows 6 and 43. Drizzly to start tomorrow. But it'll be sunny later.
Harry Redknapp. That's an absolute gem. Why? What were you thinking about?
I think if you rewind the tape, you'll hear I said Harry Redknapp. Not pa-pa-pa. I'll just get on with the show.
Harry Redknapp, that's an all-time classic. Love it. Right, 5 minutes to six. It's just so lovely when you're corpse, isn't it, really? That's what it's about. Here. Sophie Malcolm killing herself in the background. Got an unmistakable dirty laugh, hasn't she? It's been funny. It really has. 5 to 6. Look at that. Another great song and the sun's still shining. 1, 2, 3, 4. Life is a roller coaster. Ronan Keating. Ricky Martin before that. Some memories from 99 and from the new millennium 2000 when it all rolled in. Whatever happened to that millennium bug then? Apparently it was going to destroy the world. 30 minutes after 6. It's Foxy, my last ever Drive Time. Excited and emotional at the same time. I hope you're having a nice time. Sun is shining. Here we are, just getting ready for a nice long bank holiday weekend. Always nice, isn't it, when you know the weather's going to be good. It makes all the difference. It really does. Checking out some of the emails at the moment. Thank you for the sort of lovely words. I'm going to print them all off and take them home. As for the text as well, which is great. The one in here, it's weird, all the people who are listening to the final show, from Sergeant B. Fox, you have a good one. Don't stay away from the radio too long. I'm in Iraq at the moment, listening to you on the web with the boys. You've helped my boys who come from London, as do all the other DJs on Capital. It's good to hear someone talk about their and about their hometown. Hearing about it sort of gives you a bit of a spring in the step, and we sometimes need it over here. I can imagine you guys do. So look, everyone in the Royal Tank Regiment, Sergeant B, in South Iraq at the moment. God, I hope you guys come home very soon. It's a lovely weekend over here, but he says here, please can you say it to all the tankies who are sweating their tits off at the moment? I'm sure it must be horribly warm over there, right? And I hope your families are just dying for you to get home over here, so you be safe. Thank you. Here's a record. Actually, Ronan and Westlife together, some of the nicest people I have met over the last 17 years. Truly lovely. 17 minutes after 6, Foxy, the final Drive Time at Capital FM. And, okay, I get a lot of texts in saying, you know the records you played when your kids were born? I can't remember what it was called. Well, okay, I know exactly what it is. Will you play it? You are damn right I'm going to play that song. Oh, a bit of U2 and Beautiful Day in the world's most beautiful city when the sun's shining. Does it get any better than that? It's interesting. Someone just texted me and they said, Foxy, what's your first show called Destination Midnight? And it was. It was from 10 till midnight during the week. Destination Midnight. And then it was the legend that was, I mean, the true Drive Time legend that was Roger Scott. And he sadly became very ill, so I sort of ended up doing his weekend breakfast show after that. And then it sort of went on to surgery and blah, 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 and the rest of it. All being good fun. Destination Midnight, I know. Being a sad anorak that I am, well, I suppose it is my own show, I do still have the T-shirt at home. Oh, God, did I really say that? Right, let's move on. Then here we go. And of course, the nice thing about being a DJ, when special moments happen in your life, if you just like to talk a bit like I do, you have to mention something and talk about it on the radio. So, you know, the most amazing thing was getting married. The next amazing thing was when my little girl Scarlett was born. And then when Jack was born, crikey, we were sort of virtually complete in the Fox family. And I was always trying to work out the perfect record to play when my children were born. And it's one of those records that makes me sad now. but happy at the same time. Right, Creed with Arms Wide Open. What a song. Go. What a record, eh? Creed with Arms Wide Open. Never a big hit over here, but an amazing record to play. And so many people after I played that said, what was that song again? Because it wasn't a hit. Creed, and it was from an album called Human Clay. But it's kind of the perfect record to welcome a little baby into the world. Look at that. I just think 4 years ago now, and my little girl's at her first gig this afternoon. Ha, 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 high five. Yeah, it's not the coolest gig in the world, but she'll be chuffed. She's coming home. Her first gig, you see, life moves on. And my boy likes bikes. Does life get any better, really?
Capital.
It's not just about the music. It's about being something fun.
Reach out to the capital.
6:31, it's drive time on Friday the 29th. Time to catch up on the latest for London. Matthew Schofield, what do you got for us? Where's the love from the Black Eyed Peas? Foxy on drive time. Beautiful evening as we head into the bank holiday weekend. Justin Wilkes and Sam Mann here for Feel Good Friday, continuing from 7 o'clock until 1 tomorrow morning to get you in the mood for the next 3 days. I have one final trip with British Airways to give away. What a week it's been. 9 trips so far. Who gets the 10th and final one to see Kylie in Sydney? Right, first up, Rachel, you're on the radio. Hello there.
Hi, Foxy.
Where are you from?
I'm from Wandsworth.
How's your day been so far?
It's been very good, thank you.
I am wishing you all the best luck. Here we go.
Thank you.
You got one trip. When did you hear the hidden song titles, firstly?
Well, Kylie said she wouldn't change a thing.
Correct.
And then in the travel, someone said on a night like this.
You're not wrong. Right. You have a first chance at this one. I've got 3 questions for you.
Okay.
Against the clock, 30 seconds. If you get these right, you will win a trip to Sydney with British Airways to see Kylie.
Okay.
Okay. No pressure. Right, here we go. Good luck. Question 1. Which character did Kylie play in the movie The Delinquents?
Is it called Charlie, I think.
Which remix did Kylie sing at the Brits in 2002? Is Adelaide to the east or west of
it's
Melbourne?
To the west. To the west.
Okay.
In 2002, she sang.
Yeah, at the Brits.
Can I have a clue? The last guy had a clue about Cairns and Townsville.
Oh, Rachel, I'm really sorry.
Oh, it's your last show. Come on.
I can't. You got 2 wrong.
Okay, yeah, I am
sorry. The wave of the hand from the producer means we are harsh and we move on. Sergio, hello there.
Hello, Foxy.
How are you, mate? You good?
Not too, and how are you?
I am excellent, thank you very much indeed. And I have one final trip to Sydney, and hopefully it's got your name on it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
I got 3 questions. Here we go. Which character did Kylie play in the movie The Delinquents?
Not sure. I don't know that one.
Which remix did Kylie sing at the Brits in 2002?
Kids.
Is Adelaide to the east or west of Melbourne?
15 seconds.
To the west. West.
What's your final answer?
West.
Okay, which character did Kylie play in the movie The Delinquents?
5.
No, sorry.
Oh, crikey. Sergio, you got 2 wrong, I'm afraid. And we move on. Carl, hello there.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
But you never thought you'd get on, okay?
I never did, no.
Carl, here we go. What part of town are you in?
I'm in Southam in Middlesex.
I wish you the best of luck. A trip to Sydney rests on 3 questions.
Right.
Here we go. Which character did Kylie play in the movie The Delinquents?
Charlie.
Which remix did Kylie sing at the Brits in 2002?
Can't get it out of my head.
Is Adelaide to the east or west of Melbourne?
West.
Okay. Carl?
Yeah.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
Carl?
Yeah.
Carl?
Oh. 5. Oh, no.
Oh, mate, you got 1 wrong. I am so sorry. Joanne, hello.
Hello, Foxy.
How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm fantastic.
Where are you from?
Hello, I'm from Chigwell.
Okay, here we go. 3 questions. Get them right, you win a trip to Sydney to see Kylie.
Okay.
No pressure. Okay, you have 30 seconds. Let's do it.
Okay.
Which character did Kylie play in The Delinquents?
Lola.
Which remix did Kylie sing at the Brits in 2002?
It's Blue Monday, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Is Adelaide to the east or west of Melbourne?
To the east.
You're going to the east?
Yes.
Okay. Seconds.
Hello?
Hello. Five. Joanne?
Yes?
You
Hello?
You got one wrong.
No!
Capital. Sorry. Tell you, we always will be London's number one hit music station, won't we? Outcast and Hey Ya. Foxy, drive time. 13 minutes to 7. Traffic coming up in just a moment, and we still have one trip to Sydney to give away. Let's see if Paul is going to win it. Hello there.
Hello, Foxy.
How are you, Paul?
Very well, thank you. Sorry to see you go.
Mate, I tell you, I'm gutted, but there you go. Life moves on, so come on. Let's try and win you a trip, if I can speak now, to Sydney. You got 30 seconds. Get the three questions right, and you'll win a trip with British Airways.
Okay, cheers.
Are you ready? I wish you the best of luck. Here we go.
Thank you.
Which character did Kylie play in the movie The Delinquents?
She played Lola.
Which remix did Kylie sing at the Brits in 2002?
New Order, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Is Adelaide to the east or the west of Melbourne? Seconds.
It is west, Foxy.
You sure about that?
Yes, and my wife is Australian. She lives in Sydney. we got married in January, and we haven't seen the parents yet. So it would be amazing to go to Kylie and then pop in and meet the in-laws. That'd be fantastic, Foxy.
Well,
Tell me I've got it.
You better have the wedding album ready, because you're off to Sydney. I am chuffed for you. You have a trip with British Airways. You are off to Sydney, Australia, with BA, who are the official airline of the Kylie Showgirl Tour. You'll be seeing her in Sydney on May the 20th.
Brilliant.
You will be seeing the in-laws.
Thank you, Foxy. Good luck with what you do.
Thank you very much indeed. Have a fabulous time. Appreciate your call.
Thanks a lot, Neil. Cheers.
Foxy's Drive Time with British Airways, the official airline of the Kylie Showgirl Tour. Feel good Friday.
Dr. Foster.
Right. This is going to be hard. You bear with me. 43-year-old man cracking up on the radio. I was trying to work out what song I would play. It's my last song on this fantastic radio station. And I was trying to think what actually I could say as well that would be a way of saying goodbye. Well, the only thing I could think was 32 years ago, Richard Attenborough and his mates started this radio station. And it became, let's be honest, as much part of London as black cabs and double-decker buses. And I remember growing up listening to 5 through 8 and 194 and then 95.8, you know, with my brothers as a kid. Then ended up, I wanted to be a DJ. And eventually, I got a job here. Well, I tell you, the DJs obviously have changed over the years, and the songs changed, the bosses changed, but the station doesn't change. It's still Capital, and let's be honest, it is one of the greatest radio stations on the planet. You know it because you listen to it every single day. And for 18 years, I have loved being part of this every day. And now I need to play a song because this is silly. But I will be sad, not clearly, well, obviously, to be one of the Capital DJs, but I am obviously proud to have been part of such an amazing team. Maybe. Well, thank God the last song was better than the last link, eh? Right, Live Forever, Oasis. I said at the beginning of the show, it might just be a normal Friday for you, but it was going to be an extraordinary day for me. Thanks for listening. Have a fabulous summer. Live forever. Keep it Capital. Right now, let's catch up on the latest for London for April 29th. Matthew Schofield, what you got for us?
Foxy, the Beckhams' ex-nanny says she won't dish any more dirt about them for now.
Aircheckdownloads.com.